Hey, all you nerds out there, are you looking for more wrestling content or podcasts? Then go on over to Facebook, Spotify, iTunes, Twitter, and SoundCloud, and check out NXT and We with PJ and Brett. These fellow nerds review every single NXT episode and also have their very own wrestling interview series, among other fun stuff. So go check out NXT and We today with PJ and Brett. Also, A-Rock Designs. I want to take a minute to give a quick shout out to A-Rock Designs. That is spelled A-R-O-C-K-K Designs. A-Rock Designs is ran by Ashley Rodriguez. She makes all those cool wrestling cups you see floating around. So if you want to get your hands on any custom merchandise, hit up Ashley Rodriguez at A-Rock Designs. If you can think it, she can make it. Last but not least, do you love wrestling and do you want to talk more about wrestling? Then head on over to Wrestling Review Society on Facebook. WRS is ran by my good friend Kevin Rodriguez. Kevin interviews your fave pro wrestlers every week and has the most amazing free, that's right, free giveaway. All you have to do is join Wrestling Review Society on Facebook and you could be the next big winner. This week's episode is brought to you by Design by Dunbar. If you need a logo design, flyers, e-commerce, website, or anything at all, go check out Designs by Dunbar at www.facebook.com/designbydunbar.
All right. This is the Gold Rush, Solomon Stone, and you're listening to the Nerds of Wrestling podcast.
What is going on, nerds of wrestling? Welcome to episode 5 of What's Up Wrestler, a podcast by Nerds of Wrestling, hosted by your boy, Justin Del Rio. My guest at this time comes from Grand Haven, Michigan. He is the Gold Rush, Solomon Stone. What's up, man? How you doing today?
Good, man. How are you?
Not too bad. A little stressed out over this damn outbreak we're having. But I'm trying.
Oh, I know.
It's rough, bro. It's all over social media, all over Facebook, you know, all over Twitter. It's just insane, you know?
Dude, it's bananas.
And I think I posted something on Nerds of Wrestling last night or somewhere, and you commented under the post that a show that you were supposed to be at got canceled. Is that correct?
Try to think. So I have 5 coming up. I can't remember off the top of my head. I think one of them might be postponed, but I'll have to double check. But I'm not sure where I stand, but as of right now, I'm going to continue on with these shows, but still have further notice of whether anything's going to be canceled or not.
Yeah, they're even thinking about postponing I know they're not going to cancel WrestleMania. Like, Vince is not going to cancel Mania, but he's probably going to postpone it if he's forced to. Yeah. And I know a lot of people will be pretty upset about it. But you know, what are you going to do? I mean, it's better safe than sorry. I mean, you have 80,000 people in that football stadium. I mean, you got to be cautious, you know?
Yeah, it's a bad time for all this stuff to happen, too. It's pretty crazy, man.
It happens, bro. Unfortunately, that stuff happens. Nothing we could do about it, but just hope for the best and just take it day by day. That's all you can do, you know?
Yep. You got all these crazy people out there stocking up and taking everything out of the stores.
Oh, Jesus, I know, man. I can't find hand sanitizer anywhere.
Yeah, no. Well, dude, I went to go get, like, household supplies and stuff like that.
Yeah,
and everyone sold out in toilet paper, of course. And I was lucky enough to find some at the dollar store.
Oh, you found some at the dollar store?
Yeah, so I wouldn't say lucky enough, but
yeah, no, I got some at CVS, so I'm, you know, I guess I'm good. I guess I'm good too.
Right.
But with that being said, man, let's talk about you a little more. Tell the nerds of wrestling who don't know who you are, who's never heard of you, tell them all about you, you know, your career, your training, everything.
Yeah, well, again, my name is The Gold Rush, Solomon Stone. I've been wrestling for roughly about 4 years now, and Originally from Grand Haven, Michigan, moved all the way down to the Tampa Bay area in Florida, trained out of there out of an academy called DWI Wrestling, and been working ever since. I worked all over Florida for places like, of course, DWI. There's Real Pro Wrestling down there, Tampa Bay Pro Wrestling, you name it, the list is on there. That I've been working recently since I moved back home. In the Midwest, all over Michigan and also Indiana. So, looking to expand that resume up here in the Midwest, but you can see some of my older stuff. I used to go by the Apache Assassin
I love
a few years back.
that.
Kind of changed it up a little bit.
Hey, nothing wrong with
And
that.
my,
Nothing wrong with that.
yeah, you got to reinvent yourself sometimes.
And I know a lot of wrestlers who reinvented themselves, and it definitely worked out in the long run.
Oh yeah. See, my thing was you just go out there and kind of be yourself a little bit, and hey, it works out better for most people.
Now, are you a heel or are you a face?
I'm a heel.
Do you prefer being a heel?
Well, yeah, I would. I mean, I was a face for a little bit, very brief, and I found it a little bit more natural to be a heel for me, and
Yeah.
I definitely enjoy getting that crowd talking
The
crap and hating my guts. So,
end of the day, they still love you though. They just know
oh yeah.
you're playing the character. It's not that you're not real. It's
At
not.
the end of the day, they're still coming to try say hi and talk to me and all that stuff. So,
And I'm pretty sure you love it,
oh yeah. Definitely. Well, I kind of like the crap talking the most part, but. Yeah, at the end of the day, I love it.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. After all your initial training, and everything, what was your first show you got booked at?
First show, well, actually, so when I originally started training was in Iowa, and it was so brief and so just like not even thorough, proper training, but so they kind of threw me in this random tag team match with this dude, and I had no idea what the hell I was doing. Like, I just went out there, didn't even know how to like properly like tie up or anything like that. Dude, it was horrible. But I wouldn't necessarily say that was my actual first booking. But first booking I actually got outside of my home company that I got trained out of was a place called Real Pro Wrestling.
Okay.
Think that same week I got booked at a place called ACW, which is American Combat Wrestling, which is out in Newport Richey, Florida, and they're under the World Wrestling Network umbrella. So that was a really good one
Nice.
too.
That's a good
Yeah, it was
opportunity for
pretty
you.
fun. Oh yeah. So I was working with them almost weekly for a while too, before I moved back home.
Dude, that's awesome. I don't know. For some reason, I thought you lived in like Massachusetts.
Oh no.
I was like, wait, is this guy from Massachusetts?
Right.
I thought you like wrestled up in like the Northeast area.
No, but it's definitely one of my goals to hit up that area too.
Yeah, dude. I tell a lot of people who don't wrestle up here or who's looking to expand their resume in wrestling, I'm like, try to get booked up in the Northeast. No matter where it is, it's Northeast because there's so many promotions out here and so many
Oh yeah.
opportunities up in,
Is that where you're from?
I'm from Connecticut.
Oh,
Yeah, I'm
nice.
from Connecticut, so I'm lucky. I get to see, we have like Chaotic up here. We have not in Connecticut, but like Massachusetts. Northeast wrestling is huge. It's huge up in Connecticut for us. So
Yeah, I've heard of them.
yeah, I love it. They have a show on March 27th. They just booked Matt Hardy.
Oh, nice. Oh, that's right. Actually, I saw
They
that.
just booked him like outside of his first outside, his first indie booking is Northeast Wrestling. So yeah, they announced that
That's
yesterday.
cool,
So
man.
that's a lot of people are excited about that.
Yeah, that should be a good show.
Yeah, and they also have Sammy Guevara versus Darby Allin at that
Ooh, that'll
show.
be a good one.
Yes, it's sick. It's crazy, man. Shout out to Michael Lombardi, man. He's a hell of a promoter. He knows how to book
Hell
a
yeah.
show. You know,
Well, from
so
whatever in the area, I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, man. No, definitely check out some Northeast Wrestling on YouTube when you get the chance. You won't regret it for sure.
Nice.
We have a question on Facebook from Missy So Sweeters. I think I said that right, or I hope I did. Who or what inspired the Gold Rush to be?
Well, like I was talking about before, I was previously wrestling under the name the Apache Assassin, which I am part Apache Native American. But it was just something that, you know, wasn't really, I don't know, I felt like I wasn't fitting with my character. I wasn't really being myself. And me being the sarcastic, cocky person that I am, I decided that might as well become what I actually am. So I came up with the Gold Rush thing, just kind of been thinking about it for a while, and it just all came along.
Like you said, it came out to be, and I respect, like we stated before, that you saw something wasn't working, so you immediately changed it up, which is nothing wrong with that at all, man. And it sounds like the Gold Rush is going over. It sounds like it's working a lot for you.
Oh yeah, people hate me.
People hate you. Hey, you're a heel, so that's your job, bro. Like, you gotta, you know. You know, yep. I was talking to a wrestler before, and he said that I think one of the questions were, would you rather be a heel or a face? He said his character is a heel, and he said, like to say, you said it's better because, you know, he gets to work with the crowd. He gets to talk, you know, smack and let the, you know, audience boo them and everything. And also, he says, you get to work in your match however you want. Like, you know, you work at your own pace and, like, you know, just like, I'm not a wrestler, so I know what he means, but I can't put it into words, you know? But,
oh yeah, that's definitely how it goes too.
There's nothing wrong with that. I, as a kid, you know, watching WWE, man, I always hated the heels, and I thought one of the best heels in the generation, you know, 2006, 2005, when I started watching, was Edge, and I couldn't stand that guy. I was like, I was like, this guy, dude, like, who the hell is he?
Right. Yeah, he was good.
He was phenomenal, bro. Like, you know what, 10 years later, I'm rewatching all his matches with, like, John Cena, and I'm like, yo, this guy was awesome.
Yeah, they had some good matches.
Amazing matches. Like, I just remember when he went to John Cena's house or his dad's house, he slapped him in the face. I was like, bro, what? Dude, that's nuts. But Edge, in my opinion, Edge was, like, probably the best heel of all time.
He's definitely up there.
I don't know if the nerds listening right now agree, but that's just my opinion. So we'll see, man. You know, like I'm excited to see what's gonna happen with him and Orton at WrestleMania. It's gonna be a good match.
Oh yeah, they're building that up nice. So it should definitely pay off well.
Exactly. So much chemistry in so many years, just it couldn't work out more perfect.
Oh yeah, and Randy's another one too. He's a perfect natural heel.
He's insane. Obviously, you know, Orton is definitely the heel in this match, and Edge is the face. You know, which is good. I like it. I like how the match is gonna be set up. So we'll see what happens. You know,
yeah, man.
I hope Edge goes over. I
look
hope he
forward
beats
to
shit.
It.
Huh?
Right. Yeah. Definitely look forward to it, man.
Oh, exactly, for sure. Another question we have is from Nathaniel Rollins. He asks, what made you want to become a professional wrestler? I know you touched base on that a little bit, but is there anything else that you didn't say that you want to touch base on?
I mean, not really. I mean, it's pretty much like any other wrestler out there. I'm sure, you know, grew up a fan. There's a point in time where you first laid eyes on a wrestling match on TV and you instantly were hooked and fell in love with it. And as far as I can remember, I had to have been like 6 or 7. I just remember I was at my grandma's house and I think it was like WCW, like Saturday Night or something. One of those episodes that I saw William Regal on there against, I don't remember who he was. I'm going to say maybe Ricky the Dragon Steamboat back in those days, dude. And I was just immediately hooked. And then, dude, I was renting every single like wrestling tape you could possibly think of, and just fell in love with it and decided one
hell
day,
yeah, man,
I'm gonna do this. So
I love it. How old are you? Like, how old are you when you started watching wrestling?
God, like probably like 6 or 7.
Oh, Jesus.
But I really, really got into it. Yeah, really got into it hardcore, like 8 till, God, high school.
There you go. Yeah, I stopped watching. Yeah, I stopped watching it for a bit in high school, but I got back into it like near the end, and I was like, "Damn, why did I stop watching?"
Right.
You know,
I don't need to.
Hey, man.
We all had that time, you know, in school where we're like too cool for it for a minute, but then you're like, "Hey, shit! All these other people are wrestling fans.
Exactly. Like, shit! Now I got to get back into it now." Yep. You know, I thought I was going to get made fun of, but, you know, like, looking back, I'm like, why did I care? Like, I wish I never stopped watching, you know?
Oh, yeah, dude.
It is what it is, though. Like you said, everybody definitely went through that time in their lives where, nah, I'm too cool for wrestling, you know? I don't, like, what? WWE, what's that? I don't want to watch that.
You know? Never too cool for it.
Oh, hell no. Heck no. You know? Have you ever been, like, what was your first, this is a personal question I'm asking you. What was your first professional wrestling show you went to, like, as a kid?
God, I want to say, well, I was supposed to go to, like, God, one of the older SummerSlams. I want to say it was, like, 96 or 97 with my uncle. Mm-hmm. And that just for some reason didn't pan out. But I think my first show was like a Monday Night Raw. And then there was when Rock was still around. And it was like Undertaker and all those guys. Dude, it was sweet, dude.
That's awesome.
We got to skip school the next day. So it was pretty sweet.
Got to skip school. And hell yeah. Was it the American Badass Undertaker, or was it like the Dead Man Undertaker?
No, it was, God, I think it was like the Undertaker, where he was the Ministry of Darkness, that one.
Oh wow! Okay, nice. So that was a long, obviously a long time ago when, you know, obviously The Rock was like still up and around making his name for himself.
Killing it.
What was that?
So yeah, he was still in his prime, killing it.
Yeah, hell yeah! You know, and I'm excited to see what they're gonna do with him at WrestleMania this year, you know?
I know.
I don't think they picked a better opponent for him. Styles is definitely gonna.
Oh man, yeah. They'll match. I think they'll match up great, just because, like, for instance, like the match with him and Goldberg, dude. You got two big older guys that just didn't really work out that well, and you got, you know, with him and Styles, at least Styles is very agile and athletic,
young, crazy young dude, exactly.
So I think those two different styles and at their age, they'll mesh really well.
You know, like you were saying with Goldberg and Taker, yeah, you had two old guys wrestling in outside in 100-plus degree weather. Like,
that was
just so dumb. You know, I was watching it. I was like, what the hell? Why? Why?
Yeah, it was disappointing. Sure.
Very disappointing, but definitely putting Taker with the younger guy is definitely like the smart move to do. And, you know, we'll see what happens, man. You know, WrestleMania is looking pretty good. So,
yeah,
we'll see.
Card looks pretty stacked for sure.
Card does look stacked and everything. Are you a fan of AEW?
Oh, yeah.
Nice. We have a question from Johnny Burke. He wants to know, what is your dream match in AEW?
Dream match in AEW. God, the obvious answer for me on that would definitely be Le Champion, or former Le Champion, Chris Jericho.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a legend. He's one of the GOATs, and he can still go too. I've been a fan of Jericho since pretty much day one.
Yeah, Jericho's a GOAT. Like you said, man, he's so good. He's never gonna stop going over in any wrestling promotion he goes to. He's gonna be over never. All the time. You know, he could go to the shittiest wrestling promotion, he'll be over.
Oh yeah.
you know, easily. Because it's Chris Jericho. It's Jericho. Like,
right.
You know?
He's another one of those guys that has reinvented himself so many times.
Definitely.
Dude. And he's been successful every single time at it.
My favorite character of his was back when he was in WWE, tag teaming up with Kevin Owens, The List.
Oh, yeah.
I loved The List. I loved it.
It was great.
It was hilarious. It went over. It worked perfectly. And the celebration of the friendship, man, that was nuts.
Yeah, that was funny. That was great, though.
It was fantastic. I didn't see that coming.
You know, I was actually at that Mania for their match, too.
Oh, you were at 33?
Yeah.
Nice. How was that, man? In my opinion, I was watching from home, and that setup was insane.
Oh yeah, dude. In person, it was so badass, dude. Like just everything about it. Like I like the outside look in stadiums, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
But dude, the setup was sweet. The card itself was pretty decked. Yeah, the Hardy Boys come back. That was sweet, man.
Yeah. No, dude. It was so cool just to see, like, I mean, I can only imagine. I'm watching it from home, and I'm like, yo, this is so badass. Like, this set is insane. But I can only imagine what it looks like in person.
Yeah. Have you been to Mania? Yeah.
I never been to WrestleMania, no.
Oh, my God, dude. You got to go, man. I've been to three so far.
Yeah, I got to go. I got to go to Mania, man. It's on my bucket list for sure, bro. You know, I hope one day I'll be able to make it out to a show, but you know, I was supposed to go last year. Me and my buddy Mario, we were supposed to go last year, but after like you know waiting, I'm like, yeah, I'm good. The car doesn't look that great.
So, last year's was kind of a little disappointing too. Even the setup on it was pretty disappointing too.
100%. Everyone was asking, like, why is it just a big giant monitor? I'm like, because it was supposed to rain. They didn't want to go all out.
It was supposed to rain.
Yeah, it wasn't a good WrestleMania in my opinion. The only part I did like though was when the Iconics won the tag team championship. I was very happy about that. I like jumped up. I like ran out of my head, like my friend's seat, and just like jumped in celebration because I love them so much. You know,
yeah.
But speaking of WrestleMania 33, you said you were like, what was the atmosphere like when the Hardys returned? Because I want to ask you a quick question, but the atmosphere was just insane. I bet,
dude, it was in person. It was unreal. Well, because like there was rumblings around that they were going to return and stuff like that.
Of course, you know,
it's funny because before, like, because I was at the time living, like. Maybe 2.5 hours from Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of the guys that I wrestled with and stuff like that and the companies and stuff, they're all, you know, indie shows run all in that same town as WrestleMania. So I went down there to check out some, you know, some of the WWN guys and stuff. And Matt Hardy had like a tailgate party / wrestling event.
Oh shit.
And so I went to that, and that was pretty sweet. I'm like, oh yeah, they're definitely not coming back. You know, they're working, doing their own like show and stuff like that. And then, as soon as that match started, and then the music hit, dude, that place exploded. Dude.
I bet. I went nuts. I know the New Day came out, and they're like, oh, we just got word. This is now what was it? Triple Threat. Or what was it? Fatal Four Way.
Fatal Four Way. Yeah.
Fatal Four Way ladder match. And I'm like, oh, it's New Day. Like, it's going to be New Day. Like, they're going to go over. Hard. And then just Hardy's music hit. And I went nuts, too, at my friend's house. Like, we all went crazy.
Oh, dude, I was yelling at the top of my lungs, jumping up and down like a freaking 10-year-old kid.
No, I bet, man. Like I said, like you said, the atmosphere was amazing. And I 100% bet it was, you know. Very good for them, though.
Yeah,
you know,
sweet.
They came back. For real. They came back. They won those titles. In my opinion, after looking back, I don't know what you think. I think that should have been a I might sound really stupid saying this, but sorry, but this is just my opinion after, like, you know, thinking. That should have been a one-time thing, you know, just for Mania.
Yeah.
Not a Mania moment, but you know, not just for one night, make it like a month or like 2 months, have them back for 2 months, you know, defend the titles and then have them put over like a young tag team.
Yeah.
And then that's it.
Yeah, I mean, that definitely would have been better in the long run for them, I think, for sure.
Exactly, because they got they got in trouble, not in trouble, but like look at Jeff. Like, didn't like Jeff got arrested like 3 times
for yeah, he got like a DUI and drunk in public and some other crap. I think I don't remember, but
I don't know what happened to Matt. Matt was fine. You know, he did his thing. You know, he was doing good.
Even before that, dude, they were just. As a tag team, they just weren't really doing a whole lot. You know what I mean? Like, it's just kind of like they had that cool Mania moment, and then when they came back, they're just like,
eh, whatever. Right. Yeah, exactly. Okay, whatever. It kind of died down.
Yeah.
You know?
It's pretty unfortunate, but hey, that's just how it is.
It is what it is. I was actually in Hartford, Connecticut, with my buddy. We saw Jeff Hardy become Grand Slam champion that night. He won the United States title from Jinder, and that place went nuts. Oh my god! Oh, holy crap! Just to see a title change, you know, because in Hartford we get some pretty good stuff. I'm not gonna lie, you know, we got Money in the Bank last year, and that was awesome. And we got Hartford. WWE surprises us sometimes in Hartford. You know, like they give us some pretty good stuff. And I was like, no way Jeff Hardy's winning. And I was like, it's Hartford. Like, hell no, he's not going to win. I'm like, he won. Oh, shit, he won. Awesome.
Right.
You know?
And, dude, the fans love Jeff Hardy, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that whole place went nuts. The other show I went to, bro, was Mohegan Sun last year. And I was at that show where Kofi won the gauntlet match. They won the gauntlet match for Kofi to be in the WrestleMania, so that was pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I bet they were hot for that crowd, too, man.
It was awesome, dude. It was insane. You know? But jumping back, you know, moving backwards a little bit from, you know, all the WWE talk. I could talk about WWE all day. We have another question on Facebook.
Me too.
Everyone can, you know. We have another question on Facebook. From Missy, another question from Missy. Who is your favorite photographer at your shows? She said, kidding, .. maybe.
I know she's getting that.
Yeah, no, I kind of do too.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, dude, we always have so many great photographers in the area and stuff, but definitely one that has really taken off and does a great job is Take Action Photography. Mm-hmm. I do a lot of the local Midwest stuff, like in Michigan, and I know that we recently started doing Illinois, Indiana, and stuff like that. So they definitely do some great work. And if any promotions are out there looking for a great photographer, definitely hit them up on Facebook.
Yeah, hey, that's a nice plug. I'm sure they're going to love that plug from you. I just saw you that you tagged them in the comment. I just went on and gave them a like for sure. That's awesome, man. Aside from all these other shows that you wrestled for, is there any other shows coming up in the near future that you want the Nerds of Wrestling to know about?
Yeah, we have actually, excuse me, this coming Saturday, I'll be in Elkhart, Indiana for Honored Pro Wrestling. And then the following weekend, I'll be in the Detroit area, in Rochester, Michigan for Friday. It's a show called Friday Night Fire. It is for a promotion called Rising Pro Action, and that's always a good time. And then the following night, I'll be back in Indiana for EHF Wrestling, and then the following weekend, back in Indiana for Heartland Championship Wrestling, and then back in Michigan for GLWA Pro Wrestling.
Wow. So, that's a lot of shows, man.
Yeah. I know. This month is pretty busy.
Yeah, no, hey, good for you, bro. Are those far distances from where you live?
Kind of not really. I mean, the Detroit one's like a 3-hour drive for me.
Okay, that's not terrible.
That's not terrible, but those shows, I usually get home at like 2 or 3 in the morning.
Oh, fuck that.
Yeah, well, yeah, about, dude, showtime doesn't start until like 8 o'clock, 8:30.
Does it really start like this? So I love independent wrestling. I never talk trash about it, but they never start on time. They never, except for Evolve. Evolve starts all the time, right on time.
Oh yeah, we'll do it. Evolve's under that WWN umbrella, dude. The guy who runs that, Sal, he is on point with his timing and everything on there. So he runs everything great and smooth.
Yeah, no. So the show starts at 8 o'clock. He has started at 8. Like all these other shows, the all time 7. Okay, no, like 7:30. We all know it's gonna start, you know.
Oh yeah.
At the end of the day, what? So you said from the that's a 3-hour drive. What's the furthest you ever drove to a show? And what did you do at that? What did you do at that show? Was it a waste of a drive? Was it not worth it?
No, usually. I mean, most of them, except for most of every show that I've ever done, has been pretty worth it and pretty fun. Great, you know, great match, everything. I mean, there's been a time or two where, like, things had to get switched around. They're like, all right, well, now we got to put, you know, you guys in a battle royal. I'm like, oh. you drive like 2.5 hours for a battle royal, and just, you know, you kind of do your thing after and go home, and you're like, oh shit, I spent more in gas just to get there and back. So it's like, I mean, that's really about it, you know what I mean? Otherwise, usually everything's, you know, totally worth it and good time.
Hey, there you go. I was talking to a wrestler before, and I said, I asked her, I'm like, is the drive really worth it? And she said 100%, because you're getting your name out there, and next time you never know what they're going to need you for. It could be for a title match. It could be for this. It could be for that. So exactly. just go out there and do what you're told to do, and then next time they could use you for they're going to need you for something else. I'm like,
yeah,
that's okay.
That's exactly why you show up for Battle Royals if they need it.
You know? Did you go over?
No. One of their guys, their actual company guys did. But
hey, it was so
and, like she was saying, you just go out there, do your thing. And actually, dude, when that the last battle role that I did,
yeah.
After my match, you know, I kind of got dressed and kind of went and sat in the back of the crowd, kind of like a little corner, just started watching the rest of the show. And a couple guys came up to me and were like, hey, we, you know, like how you present yourself and your character. Want to come work for us? I'm like, let's do it.
Oh yeah.
So, and it's perfect example right there. You show up, you do your job, be professional, and you know, you never know what could happen. People are out there always watching. So
I love it, bro. That's awesome. I feel like I've got to know you very well throughout this podcast. I feel like a lot of nerds of wrestling who are going to be listening to this podcast got to know you very well. Solomon, man, Gold Rush. I'm going to call you Gold Rush from now on. thank you
Works
so
much. Works for me, man.
Hell yeah. Thank you so much for joining me on this podcast today, bro.
Oh, yeah, anytime. It was a pleasure.
It means a lot, and my apologies for rescheduling over and over. I had so much, like, switching around to do. I had to, like, you know, schedule this person here, schedule that person there. You know, I had a lot of wrestlers to, like, scatter around. So I'm glad.
Nope.
I'm glad I got to
understand.
Yeah, thanks, man. Thanks for understanding. but
not a problem. I'm glad for you guys' success, man.
Hey,
you guys
thanks.
Have been
thanks,
blowing
man.
Up, dude.
Yeah, that's we're trying, dude. It's kind of a rough week, you know, with everything going on. But I'm trying to stay positive, trying to have everyone stay positive. Keeping all the negative Nancy's out and.
Oh yeah.
No, that's what we gotta do, bro.
No room for that crap.
No, for real, exactly. Before we leave, I'm gonna give you a quick time to plug in all your social media and tell all the nerds of wrestling where they can find the Gold Rush at.
Well, guys, you can find the Gold Rush Solomon Stone on Facebook. The facebook.com/GoldRush83. My Instagram, which is a lot of wrestling related posts, sometimes some funny memes, but you can see that Solomon Stone 22 and Twitter Jim Tan Wrestling. And also my pro wrestling tee store, prowrestlingtees.com/The Gold Rush.
There you go, nerds of wrestling. You know where to find him. This has been episode 5 of What's Up Wrestler, a podcast by Nerds of Wrestling. My guest was Lil Gold Rush, Solomon Stone. Bro, thank you so much, and good luck with all your shows, man. And
anytime.
We'll talk soon.
Thank you, brother. Have a good night.
You too. And that concludes this episode on the Nerds of Wrestling podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please don't forget to like, share, and subscribe for more future episodes. I'm your host, Justin Del Rio. Peace out, nerds.